Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday, just Tuesday, too, and it's the 26th day. Let's see, we're right here. It's the 27th day of February, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you can have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 39 degrees and a low of 26. And we got a winter storm warning coming tomorrow. Same old shit. I mean, it's one of those years that's just going to ride out like this. That being said, let's cancel that up, but it will be up, and it is up, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Well, let's go on over to the Ministry of Lies, alternate, controlled opposition propaganda. A lot of that's a mouthful. Anyway, here we go. Right at the top, this is a video. I wish that everybody could hear it. I mean, I wish I could play it, but if you go on the site, you can listen to Kid Rock advocates for killing 30 to 40,000 civilians at a time if Israel don't get their hostages back. And this motherfucker, this arrogant little prick, this little nobody's fucking rich boy son of a bitch, makes me want to fucking puke. I mean, he's nothing. You had it made. But you know this motherfucker, I guarantee this motherfucker's never known a hard day in his fucking life. He's never known what it's like to be hungry. He's never worried about a fucking bill. He's never had any fucking stress. Daddy took care of everything. His dad owned 3 fucking car lots in Detroit in the hay fucking day. All this shit you see. I mean, I said in a comment to him, I bet you got a lot of fucking friends. He had the fucking motorcycles, all the cool shit, the boats and the fucking rigs and fucking, you've been fucking pampered and pussied around all your life. Don't come on acting like a fucking gangster punk, bitch. Because you ain't fucking bad. You'll never be fucking bad. You're just a fucking goofy little punk kid. And those fucking goddamn Jews you fucking back are the not only communists, but the creators of fucking communists, you son of a bitch. That makes you a fucking communist. Not to mention you go against your own people. That makes you a fucking traitor. That means you get a short trial on the fucking goddamn put up against the fucking wall when we take this country back. You piece of fucking shit. That's all I got to say about that. On this one here, the whatever they are saying looks like it's more important than anything in American news. We got a new one to replace that with somebody sent in. We're going to do that this evening, and it goes in depth this, with the depravity of this motherfucker. And still, you know, nobody can see it. We're all fucking blind. We're closing our fucking eyes. What the hell? See what we got. Tony Blair praises towering Jacob Rothschild's advancement of global causes. Yeah, he was a low-life motherfucking Rothschild for sure. Former British minister Tony Blair has lavish praise on Lord Jacob Rothschild following his death at the age of 87, describing the Rothschild's patriarch as a towering figure whose timeless work to promote global causes was unmatched, and that's a fucking fact. They've had, I noticed they had a couple of fucking videos on this prick showing where he's got the Balfour Agreement in his fucking house. He did, I mean, that's not fucking even government's working. That's goddamn fucking royalty. According to Blair, a notorious war criminal and globalist who is rumored to be the next president of the WEF, Rothschild was a, quote, dear friend and wonderful human being. He was a fucking piece of fucking human trash. That should have been. I mean, we got to eliminate these motherfuckers. They still think that they're fucking lords and ladies and we're fucking goddamn serfs and peasants. And that ain't going to fucking cut it because we're not. We're individual free sovereign American nationals. We stand on a par with the crown heads of Europe and we will bitch slap your ass out of our fucking country. This time when you fucking go, you will not come back. Bribed any time by subscribing, you agree to the term. Oh, fuck you. It's just got to be people's voice. Let me go look and see. Oh, yeah. You want to make some fucking money, go. You can look it up, people's voice. You can go over there and be a part of it, man. You can make some fucking money on the fucking tragedy that this goddamn world has become. Galen put it pretty good. You wake up, it's just fucking Tuesday. Has it gotten better for you guys? Has it gotten fucking worse? Just like we promised. The Rothschild family have played a leading role in the world wars of the New World Order plan for humanity that's continuing to play out as we speak. That makes them fucking criminals. Who in the fuck do you think you are, individual son of a bitch, that you're going to fucking dictate how everybody else is going to fucking live? This ain't your fucking planet, motherfucker. You're not even welcome here. The rest of us want to fucking, we'd rip your fucking body apart. Little fucking pieces. You got that fucking Tony Blair, you son of a bitch. You fucking Masonic fucking son of a bitch. In recent years, Lord Jacob Rothschild admitted that his family were crucial in the creation of Israel. In a time, Times of Israel interview, the 80-year-old Rothschild said in the interview that his ancestors helped pave the way for the creation of Israel, forcing the British government to sign the Balfour Declaration in 1917. And he has this at his house. This isn't even government records. And fucking Britain had no fucking authority to give the goddamn Palestine over to the fucking Jews. Maybe, well, we'll go on here and figure out how they did it. The Rothschilds are commonly believed to have engineered World War One and waited until 1917 when Britain showed signs of trouble. The Zionist family then promised the British government that they could convince the U.S., convince my ass. Well, my best friends are communists. That's what that fucking Roosevelt said. And his man on a platform, we will not send our boys to fight in foreign wars. The people back there, they didn't have the access to the knowledge, but some knew. Convince the U.S. to enter the war and ensure Britain's victory over Germany on the basis that the British government handed control of Palestine over to the Zionists. mean, these are fucking lords making fucking goddamn deals with fucking, this son of a bitch is just another motherfucker. He has no goddamn judicial authority over any fucking body. Why did he get to live so fucking long? Why didn't somebody kill that motherfucker? Thus, the Balfour Declaration was created, which is an official letter. This is how Palestinian was taken from the Palestinians. It is an official letter from the British government Foreign Secretary James Balfour to Baron Rothschilds. So he just wrote him a letter and bam, Palestine, your home ain't your home no more, Palestinians. You better run for your fucking life. It states, join the fight, become a citizen. Oh, fuck. You guys gonna, hey, why don't you start putting fucking advertisements up all through the goddamn fucking story and I'll quit putting your shit up. I mean it. It will not go up people's voice. You're a bunch of fucking goddamn Porsche driving, fucking sheepskin seated, fucking penthouse apartment, cock-sucking motherfucking goddamn incorporated pigs. You're a part of the problem. The enemy is the corporation, and you're a fucking corporation. Don't throw your fucking ads in the middle of the fucking story. His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of that object. This is because one fucking prick, who in the fuck are you? You don't think these fuckers rule this place as a fucking monarch, have ruled this planet as a monarch all of your fucking life? Uprooted Palestinians report. During a television interview, the Times of Israel reports that Balfour revealed for the first time the role of his cousin, Dothri, D. Rothschilds. Rothschilds described Dothri, who was in, it's her and him through this. I don't know who wrote this. Maybe they let people write asshole articles if they send in enough fucking money. Because you'll see what I mean. Who was in her teens at the time, as devoted to Israel, and said what she did, which was crucially important. Rothschild said that Dothri connected Zionist leaders Cham Weizmann to the British establishment. Dothri told Weizmann, how to insert himself into British establishment life, which he learned to very quickly. Rothschild said that the way the declaration was pronounced was extraordinary. It was the most incredible piece of opportunism. No lawfulness to it. Just, maybe I was buying a bridge in fucking goddamn Arizona, you know, across, I mean, some oceanfront property. Weizmann gets to Balfour, Rothschilds described, and unbelievably, he persuades Lord Balfour, Lord, see all these lords and shit when you're talking about giving shit away? What happened to you? The goddamn house is the fucking parliament. They didn't have nothing to do with this shit. This is just, it's always been ours. It's always, the whole planet is ours. Oy, 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 oy. Lord Balfour and Lloyd George, the prime minister and most of the ministers, that this idea of a national home for Jews should be allowed to take place. I mean, it's so unlikely. The interview was conducted by former Israeli ambassador Daniel Taib as part of the Balfour 100 project. Taib interviewed Rothschilds at Waldenston Manor in Buckinghamshire, a manor bequeathed to the nation by the Rothschilds family in 1957, where the declaration is kept. It's not even kept in their fucking goddamn records for their estate, because it's never been. The fucking goddamn monarchy never fucking gave up control, absolute and complete control. That's why Canada's eating the shit they are. According to Ambassador Taib, the declaration changed the course of history for the Middle East. The Times reports that Rothschild said his family at the time was divided on the idea of Israel, noting that some members didn't think it was a good thing that the national home be reestablished there. Maybe they're Ukraine. Dothry's letters are also stored at Wallington. These are supposed to be government records. I mean, goddamn, you're talking about taking somebody's country away from them. Oh, it's in old Lord Rothschild's fucking drawer over there. They describe her later dealings with diverse Zionist leaders and her advice on organization of the Zionist conference, according to the Times. Rothschild said that the declaration went through five drafts before finally being issued on November 2nd, 1917. Allison War reports in her book, Against Our Better Judgment, The Hidden History of How the U.S. Was Used to Create Israel. The draft, there we are. Did you ask the fucking people? Because I tell you back then, they didn't like fucking Jews. The drafts of the declaration went back and forth to Zionists in the United States before the document was finished. The main writer was secret Zionist Leopold Amory. And that pretty well sums it up. But the whole thing, I mean, this is just a deal between the royalties. It's nothing us plebes and fucking coolies and fucking goddamn peons need to be concerned about, you see. Dirty deals done to, they show that fucking Tony Blair. What a fucker, man. I'd rip your fucking face off and tack it to the goddamn side of my house. AZOV units executes surrendering Russian soldiers. And one of the fellows, Ed Keach, he's been in the military. And he says that they can do this. And it's not a war crime. But they try to... It's pretty ugly. I mean, needless death. That's all fucking war is anyway. Prepping the sheep for war. This is by Capitalist Exploits Zero Hedge. Prepping the sheep. In the last issue, we highlighted the UK military together with prostitutes, and Australia prostitutes have begun preparing the nation for war with Russia. We had the Swedes do the same, and now the clog wearers are getting in on the mania. The entire EU will soon be on this. European must prepare for war with Russia, military expert warns. We want to go on with that, and we want to look at something else. Let's see what else we got down here. Civilian reported killed in U.S.-British bombing in Yemen. Oh, this fucker here, I wanted some of him. Nick Fuentes, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, F-U-E-N-T-E-S. Israel is not our ally. They have a matrix of control over the U.S. They are the biggest threat to America and the West, and this cocksucker, that's why admin had put him up. He didn't listen to the fucking video. But in here, you did your work, you fucking little propagandist fucking shill prick, and you'll never be on this side again. If we wanted to get rid of the fucking goddamn these illegal aliens, we could do it easy. If we wanted to get rid of the black people, I'm telling you something, motherfucker. When it comes down to the American nationals, we don't give a shit what the skin color is. Those 10 articles cover every individual free sovereign, one of us. And you, motherfucker, for trying to divide us by race, will fucking hang for a fucking propagandist, you piece of fucking shit. I mean, he talks good. I mean, Israel is not our friend. No, they're not. But I'll tell you what, the nationals in this fucking country are of all colors. And if that black man doesn't have his fucking rights as an individual free sovereign national, you fucking don't, but you really don't fucking care because you're a good old boy fucking Mason. You're a fucking shill. You come out and you put out videos like this to try to divide. You're not going to divide us here. When we come to kill you, you're going to see every color of fucking skin, just like we see when we look at the motherfuckers who are oppressing us, the motherfuckers who are inflicting tyranny on us, the motherfuckers who are disobeying and fucking the outlaws, the people who are not obeying our fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law, motherfucker, and you're one of them. That's what you're there for. I've got your fucking name, Nick Funtis, and you'll never be up here again. I'm sorry, people, that got up here. It's just he didn't have the time to listen, and he wouldn't have put the son of a bitch up. Don't let him fucking try to divide us. We need every fucking one of us, and we need to wipe every fucking one of them out, period. Report: illegal alien accused of killing a UGA student was investigated by FBI for assault on a federal officer. Now, that might be fucking worth reading, but Canadian doctors admit COVID booster shot paralyzed woman, offered to euthanize her to make up for it. And this is kind of one of those this way or fucking that way kind of deals. We'll read it. This is by Frank Bergman, Slay News. Canadian doctors have admitted that a COVID booster shot from Moderna is responsible for a young Ontario woman now being paralyzed for the rest of her life. And we'll get into reasons. Well, come on, you bitch. You're going to try and fuck with me. There we go. 37-year-old mother Kayla Pollock. Pollock is now paralyzed from the neck down after receiving the mRNA injection in days and says her life has become a living hell. According to the report from the Daily Liberty Daily, however, doctors have offered to make up for it by euthanizing the young mom. The doctor suggested that Pollock should apply for Canada's controversial medical assistance in dying, MAD, M-A-D, I guess it is, yeah, M-A-I-D, program, and said they should help her application get accepted. As Slay News has reported, Canada has some of the most liberal euthanasia laws in the world. In recent years, the government has been increasingly relaxing the laws that were originally meant to give terminally ill people an option for dying. However, the expansion of the law means people can now be euthanized for far less severe issues such as depression, homelessness. You just get yourself, can't get a house, might as well be dead, or mental illness. The laws have been expanded to include mature minors with a push to expand to infants. No, this ain't fucking communism. In recent months, the North American nation has been ramping up efforts to accelerate euthanasia on the mentally ill citizens. However, Canada's government has recently been forced to halt its controversial program to euthanize mentally ill patients after large numbers of doctors have refused to participate in the scheme. Nevertheless, applicants for euthanizing disabled Canadians have never been simpler. In fact, Canada is now euthanizing dozens of citizens every single day. Well, I guess the eugenics programs are working up there, huh? According to the Canadian Independent, Pollock's life took a drastic turn after receiving the Moderna COVID mRNA booster shot. She experienced paralysis from the neck down and has been enduring a challenging ordeal ever since. When the pandemic struck, Kayla, because the mainstream media, politicians, and public health officials emphasizing the severity of the virus and urging everyone to get vaccinated. Now, we all know what the severity of the lie was. Even it was the fucking common cold, 0.08% chance of fucking dying, and that's if you're an old person prone to pneumonia or you had pre-existing conditions. There was no fucking risk, and everybody screamed it out at people like you, Kayla. I'm sorry. She remembers health officials specifically advising that those at highest risk should prioritize getting vaccinated. Kayla heeded the advice of health officials and received the first two Pfizer shots in the middle of 2021 and didn't experience any issues. Additionally, she mentions another reason for getting vaccinated was because her father resided in a long-term care facility with dementia and vaccination was going to be a requirement for entry into the care home. That's where you should have kicked the fucking door in, beat the fuck out of the motherfuckers, and told them, no. No, it ain't. Get the fuck out of here. Don't you try to get between me and my parent. See what happens to your ass. You wouldn't have had to kill that many, and it would have shut it fucking down. Kayla then decided to take a booster, but this time it was a Moderna booster shot. According to Kayla, Moderna was being given out instead of Pfizer. So they're giving them out. So you're just going to go get one because they're giving them out. Did you fucking research it all? I mean, goddamn, there's 1,000 papers out there telling you. Just the other day, the guy, this is murder. I was on a board of doctors. This is fucking murder. This is genocide. We got genocide right here at home. We got genocide around the fucking world. This is genocide. You probably want CNN or something. That's all I can figure. That's the only place you won't hear anything about the fucking shots. Kayla says that something didn't sit right in her gut, but she went ahead with the Moderna booster shot anyway. Guess you should have listened to your gut. She explains her reasoning for getting the third shot was because she felt like a third one would be mandated at some point to get access to her dad's long-term home care. Well, it's been a while. I don't think they better try that. She received the Moderna booster shot on January 11, 2022. 4 days later, Kayla described a sensation where her legs just gave out and she collapsed, but all seemed fine a short time later. Then 9 days later, she experienced a similar event. And at that time, she called her doctor asking to see a neurologist because she suspected something wasn't right. You think? On the morning of February 22nd, 2022, Kayla's life took an irreversible turn. As she awoke, she couldn't move her body. Later, Kayla would learn that she had developed transverse myelitis, a condition that interrupts the transmission of messages along the spinal cord nerves throughout the body. She would go on to spend several months in the hospital. During her hospital stay, she said she came under increasing pressure from doctors to submit to euthanasia. She revealed that she was forced to reject offers to be put in for MAID, that's the euthanasia, on two occasions during her hospital stay. After being released from the hospital, doctors have told her that she will never walk again. They also admitted that the booster was to blame and again offered to help her get approved for, euthanasia, which she rejected again. The organization called Veterans for Freedom has stepped in to help Kayla and has set up a Give, Send, Go campaign to help her raise funds for a service dog. As the Liberty Daily notes, the story serves as a damnation of Canada's socialized healthcare system. Well, you got the same shit here. I mean, we watched it happen in Canada. We watched socialized medicine destroy the Canadians' healthcare system. We watched it. We watched it on every day. Everybody talked about it. Pretty soon the Canadians were coming down here so they could get health care because they couldn't wait fucking 6 months because they had cancer. And what the hell? We go and we let it happen here? We didn't let it happen here. No, Obama was never president. None of this shit is fucking legit. It's never been fucking legit. It will never be fucking legit. Let's see what else we got here. NYT CIA built 12 secret spy bases in Ukraine, waged shadow war against Russia since 2014. Don't doubt it a bit. Brooklyn, New York City, communist activists held a direct action where they marched through the streets chanting for uprising and revolution. And Galen was talking about this, and I mentioned this the other day. They're going after this shit because there's a power growing. Anybody with any decency in the fucking world fucking cannot fucking sanction goddamn murdered motherfuckers. I had to say euthanasia a minute ago. Cannot sanction what's going on in Palestine, the goddamn Fuck, man, I got a brain block. Somebody help. Nobody out there? Okay. Genocide! There, I got it. But I mean, there is a big, there's a powerful movement for coming and rejecting the genocide. And here you have fucking in this video, you got them carrying communist motherfucking flags saying revolution communists of America. Come and fucking try it. Where in the fuck were the American nationals? Why didn't you come down that fucking street and beat these motherfuckers with ball bats? That is goddamn fucking trying to overthrow your form of government, you dumb motherfuckers. And of course, they're latching on to the goddamn Palestinian fucking genocide. Just like I said the other day, just like with fucking goddamn Roger Waters. We're going to take that's powerful. Genocide's bad. But you know what the fucking problem here is, you dumb motherfuckers? The people who are committing the genocide are the creators of communism. They are the communists of all fucking communists. You want genocide? Join the revolution for communists of America, you dumb fucks. They will try any motherfucking thing, and you better fucking realize it. We'll be back in a minute. Nobody help me, I'm mad.
From deep in the darkness, and his mouth came on to me, and I saw that he'd be liquor, and he said, take us to his feet, and he said, boy, you better move real slow, and give me your mind and feet. He said, give me your mind and feet.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
the rights will be fought. From here to Jesus, burn in hell. Burn in hell. Wow.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Megadeth with the Planets on Fire. Sammy Hagar song, but fits the fucking day. It is on fire. It might as well be on fire. It ain't no proper place to fucking live anymore. Not unless you're the ultra fucking rich and you don't give a shit about nobody but your fucking self. That being said, let's pop back over. See what else we got here. Zelensky lied to his people about the casualty numbers. Whoop-de-fucking-do. You know, fucking all this shit around the world. How about we just come back in and we get out of all these fucking... Did they ask us... Do you people remember being asked if we want to be a part of NATO, if we wanted to be a part of goddamn G7, if you wanted to be a part of the fucking United Nations, if you wanted any of this fucking shit? Because we were doing great before we entered all these international fucking goddamn organizations that we never gave fucking authority for these bastards to enter. They never had any to start with. We never granted those fuckers no authority. But here we fucking sit, and some, now you got some son of a bitch, Klaus Schwab, fucking German fucking Nazi motherfuckers, thinking he's going to tell us what to do. Come over here and fucking enforce it, son of a bitch. That's what you've got to look forward to. You can put up flags. You can fucking put one up your fucking ass and dance down the fucking street. We ain't doing it. We're fucking Americans. When we decide we're not going to do something, or we are going to do something, you're not going to tell us we are or we're not. What else we got here? IRS agent who admitted warrant program was unconstitutional runs away from James O'Keefe. And he did. Let's see, one more I wanted to look at. Starvation in Gaza. If we stay like this for another week, we will die in mass. And I mean, they got a video that goes with this, but I'll read some of it. But they are, I mean, they're at the point of fucking, they're dying. They're killing him. Just, I mean, you fucking pricks like goddamn Kid Rock. That was it. The other motherfucker, where in the hell did he go? Palestinian Authority Minister and government resigned. All right, we'll do this. All right, this is by Lubna Mesa Rawas, Middle East Eye. The famine in the northern Gaza caused by Israel's strangling siege has reached extreme levels. Palestine residents have told Middle East Eye there have been several reports of people dying from malnutrition, including infants. Well, what do you expect? You no food, you die. Life for over half a million people there now revolves around a single task every day, finding something to eat. In this following account, a resident of Gaza City who did not wish to be named recounts to me, Lubena Maskawawa, whatever your fucking name is, the struggle to survive in a war-torn city. Things are difficult. Getting anything has to become a difficult task. Even simple things like sugar, salt, and rice. We go on looking for them everywhere, even in old shops and abandoned homes. If and when we find them in shops, they are sold at crazy prices. About 4 days ago, around 800 bags of wheat flour came in. There are up to 700,000 people in northern Gaza. This means one bag for around every 1,000 people or so. My cousin was among those people who managed to get a bag. It's 25 kilograms. He distributed it among our extended family, and each of us got 1 kilo. Just like everyone else in Gaza, my sister and I mixed our share with corn and soy flour. We do this to increase the quality. I have completely forgotten what food tastes like. I spent 3 hours in the morning starting the fire and cooking it, and in the end, it wasn't good. It was hard, uncooked, and tasted weird. My sister started crying, and I tried to calm her by saying we could add some thyme to it and eat it anyway. Then I visited my aunt's house, and they were struggling to get a fire started because the remaining wood in Gaza is not good. So I spent the next 3 hours helping them. After that, I went to my uncle's house, and they had the same problem, so I helped them. My uncle didn't seem right to me during the visit. I asked him what was going on, and he didn't answer. Later, his son told me he hadn't eaten. He gave the small thyme pies they made to the children and refused to eat. At the end of this very long day, or this very long, tiring day, an airstrike hit nearby. I was terrified because I was on the upper floor. It was very close. Dying in mass, we've reached our limit. Things are miserable and get worse every day. It's beyond famine. It's become so frail. I was a healthy guy. I used to ride horses and run. Now I can't even go up the stairs without feeling very exhausted. I have completely forgotten what food tastes like. I no longer know what fruit or chicken tastes like. We had only rice, and even that's a scarce now. If found, 1 kilo of rice costs 80 shekels, $22, when before the war it cost 7 shekels, $1.90. We are running out of things like cooking oil, yeast, corn, barley, even animal feed that we were forced to eat at some point is running out. Every day something runs out. To die from the bombs is better than to die from hunger. I know people who started to eat wild herbs. If we stay like this for another week, I think we will start seeing people die from starvation in mass. There's nothing left here. Healthy people are getting sick, and sick people are dying. It doesn't matter whether you have money or not. It doesn't matter whether you stored food at the start of the war or not. Everything has run out. We're all the same. There's no way around it. To die from the bombs is better than to die from this hungry. At least with the strikes, you die right away. Maybe if you're lucky. But now we keep going round and round each day just to find a bite to keep us standing. But that's all right. Fuck them, huh, Kid Rock? Fuck them. You're fucking ass. You've never been hungry once in your... I guarantee you that motherfucker has never known a hunger pain in his life. Jesus, the people like that exist just piss me off. Let's go to another one up here. 6 tons, huh? Fuck you, genocide supporter Jerry Seinfeld, hassled by pro-Palestinian protesters as he leaves Barry Weiss event at the 92Y in New York City, and it's a video, but it does show him, you know, calling him a fucking goddamn supporter of genocide. There was another one up here, that's why I can't get why I can't find it. Zelensky, no. And it was another guy, and oh, maybe it was in one of the comments, that's what it was. But it, this guy here, he's a fucking politician. And this lady, you know, she's fucking trying to get up to him. You know how they're always running, trying to get away because they're a bunch of scum-sucking fucking rats. But she's saying, you support fucking genocide with my tax money. And he goes, we should kill it. He says, this is his words. You're a representative. We should kill them all. She said, I don't want to kill them. It's my money. It's my tax money you're using. We should kill them all, says he. This is a fucking supposed to be a representative of yours. This is supposed to represent you. We should kill them all. We should kill them all, but not the ones that they're talking about. Let's see. Canadian dog. All right. We'll do this one here. Illegal alien accused of killing UGA student was investigated by FBI for assault on a federal officer. This is by Cullen McHugh, Trending Politic News. The Venezuelan national accused of killing University of Georgia student Lakin Riley was reported investigated by the FBI for assault on a federal officer, according to a former FBI agent. Jose Antonio Labrara, who was released from Border Patrol custody after illegally crossing the southern border in June of 2022, is facing charges of malice, murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 9/11 call, and concealing the death of another in connection with Riley's death. On Monday, former FBI agent Kyle Serfin, who was fired after blowing the whistle on alleged bureau misconduct, reported that the Libera was previously investigated for assault on a federal officer. I'm hearing from some FBI sources that Jose Libera, accused of murdering Lakin Riley near the University of Georgia, was actually investigated by FBI Paso, El Paso, maybe, for assault on a federal officer, felony under title, but see, this is all, it ain't real. Title 18 USC 111 violation. He allegedly engaged in a physical assault against two officials from DHS, Seprin reported. I'm being told the case against Libera was closed administratively. In my experience, that would mean the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas declined to prosecute. He continued an email declination to pursue the case is enough for a closing of by the FBI. Declination, that's what it says. I just declined to. That's kind of like what happened with Hillary, wasn't it? No one would prosecute her. She's guilty. Guiltier in hell. No reasonable prosecutor would call a grand jury. And this guy here, all he did was fucking, I don't care about him beating on fucking FBI agents or DHS. Fine with me, but he killed a fucking kid. Serpin further revealed that Biden-appointed federal prosecutor routinely refused to bring charges against illegal aliens after criminal referrals from the FBI. This represents a sharp deviation from the administration's January 6th prosecutors. See, they got to keep fucking, everything has to be about, they're going to try another fucking election. You guys participate in it, you're fucking traitors. That's all I'm going to tell you. You're fucking traitors, and in the end, you're going to be called on it. You're going to be called on your fucking stupidity. You sit there on Fox News in the morning in the restaurants, all you fucking old fuckers who are too stupid to look past the end of your goddamn nose, and you talk, yeah, I think Trump's going to do it. I've seen a little kid saying, I'm for Trump. This little fucking kid, maybe five years old. Who are you for? I'm for Trump. Stupid, retarded motherfuckers. What has led us down this garden path? Come on, think. Use that fucking brain of yours just one fucking time. You keep going out and voting for change, and you keep getting fucking change, you stupid fucks. What the problem is the goddamn Bill of Rights is not being fucking enforced, and it's our goddamn duty to enforce it. And we're not doing it. Goddamn, this is never going to stop. And tomorrow it's going to be even fucking worse. I mean, it's like when I read Galen's comment this morning, I get up this morning and fucking here's this asshole. And that's the way it is. Every day, we said, remember last Friday? We're only on Tuesday, guys. How bad does it got to get before anybody fucking stands up and just fucking opens up on these motherfuckers? Am I going to have to be the only one? Go ahead.
Henry, I just wanted to say, as bad as it is, I have to throw in something positive, and it's because the awareness of the genocide, it's not just happening with young people on campuses, but it's exploding globally. I'm seeing division in the ranks. People are walking out of the UN. There's the head of Spain going off, and today there was the ex-head of Brazil, Lula, and condemning the genocide, saying if this isn't genocide, I don't know what is. So perhaps from this horrible tragedy is going to come a place where this awareness can't hold any longer. And I look back at 1775. We don't know about that first shot, the shot that went around the world where they debate on who fired it. But they were the... Patrick Henry and the guys, they were ever readying. And that's where we are now. We're in that place. And even though it's been, we should have done this years ago, right now I see some light on the horizon because of all the objection to the horrors that are happening. And I commend you for bringing it day after day at the trenches, because it's a horrible thing to have to report. But you're doing it, so thank you, Henry.
Oh, thank you, and I like to see a positive light shine once in a while, but it's, then again, when you talk about Palestine, I mean, it's out in the open genocide, but hell, there have been more people killed in the United States, genocided, including my wife, my brother, my nephew. I mean, and nobody, see, when they... One diverts one to the other. I mean, they'll throw blatant genocide out there because they fully intend to take the Middle East. And the bottom line is people can walk out of the UN or walk out of any kind of meeting they want. It doesn't change a thing. This is not going to stop until we physically stop it. And I know that for a fact. It just never has. There's never been a tyranny stopped without goddamn the people standing up and people killing people. You got to kill these son of a bitches. I watch the things too. And you know, it's kind of, it's encouraging when you see them, but like, it's like the guy sitting down going, this is murder. You know, I guess the question is, what does it take? I mean, they've proven it, you know, it's 100 times over. This is murder. You're killing people. You killed a million, don't admit to a million. So you imagine 10 million in the United States. And who knows around the world how many have actually died. And then you come back the next day and they're talking about the COVID shot and the boosters and all this stuff again. And I don't know. Like I said, that's what I've been talking about. If you know two people, if there's two people that know each other, you know, I'm tired. I'm not kidding you. I'm goddamn tired. But I don't never fucking stop. On the weekend, I fucking went and I did something else, you know. I practice what I preach, and I went out and I did something that is some kind of substance, you know, coming on here and talk and saying what they're doing and showing it and showing the hypocrites and showing the bastards like Kid Rock and everything is, that's cool and everything, but we have to stop this. I mean, and we should be out, you know, fucking loading bullets, you know, putting together your gun loading room, going out and getting your ranges set up and walking with you, using walkie talkies, teaching people how to use walkie talkies the right way, showing them how to sneak through the fucking forest. If it's only two people is better than none. And then you get three or you get four or five people, man, you could really make a difference. You could make something that they couldn't sweep under the rug. Let's put it that way. They would have to acknowledge it. But I think that's what people need to do now. They need to start, you know, if there's only one person you can trust, then that's one person you can trust, and you should be working together for something to hurt them back. They are hurting us every day. That's what we see. We're watching it. They're killing. They're blowing up little babies, man. I mean, these people are monsters. They're not going to be stopped by world opinion or anything. It's going to take goddamn bullets. And I mean, if you can go out even on the weekends, just go and just do a little, you know, gain a little ground towards something that will make a difference. It's time for us to hurt back. That's all I'm saying. You know, we got to hurt them back, or they're not gonna stop. They're not gonna stop because they get slapped with a conscience all of a sudden. They have no conscience, or they wouldn't be doing it in the first place. If that makes any sense.
Yes, it does. And, you know, I have to believe that everything you're recommending, that people are doing that and making those preparations, you know. And I also saw that there was a blown up kind of awareness on the bioweapon this last week. So even though that's not the actual fighting, it still is, I think, bringing more people to the fight. You know, they're losing an uncle or their mom or whatever.
Yep.
And so I always say every effort is better than no effort. And then when you say,
yep,
what's it going to take? Well, keep doing the awareness thing, but keep readying for your own fight. But it's going to be that very moment where you know it's your moment. And like you say, we can't organize, but we can organize with one other person or whoever we trust. And that's very good counsel. Thank you, Henry.
Exactly. And I mean, if you live somewhere all your life, you like to get 10 or 15 or 20 people that you can trust. You talk about something dangerous. Now, that's something dangerous. And the thing is, you know, you see this stuff, and we talk about how it escalates day after day, and then on Friday we talk about, man, that, look what happened that week. And you're right, it's going to take a spark. A fire takes a spark. But, man, I'm just sitting here confused as to what it takes to spark the rile in people to say, no goddamn more. You're not just blowing up little kids and pedophilia. I just blows me away. But you're right. It is advancing. But in the end, you know, only people that really have a real fucking arsenal left is the American nationals and the whole world. I mean, I don't, if I was in another place, I'd be getting goddamn weapons. I mean, if you're one of these third world son of a bitches, you can walk down the street and buy, I mean, you reach in to a vendor on the side of the damn dirt road and buy a gun. Or if you're in this, you know, you can come in this country now. These people coming in our country can go buy a gun without a background check or any goddamn thing. I mean, everybody's armed. I mean, when the shooting starts, it's going to be a fucking mayhem. That's all I know. But I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to, because it has to. It has to, or we lose our children's future. And I'm not going to do that. So I know it's going to happen, and until then,
Henry,
we'll still, yes.
You know, those people in those countries that have been disarmed, you know, they know they have other means and strategies to fight. And this is repeating, but I'll still repeat it. The ones who are in service to those who are oppressing us, the cooks, the valets, the drivers, the butlers, the secretaries, all of them, an awakening to those people to stop that machine, stop serving them. If you work for them, you're one of them. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying, too. Get out the sable, you know. It's time for that sabo to go into the gears. It's time for people to shut the machine down. If they come and they destroy everything in your life, everything you value, the public lands belong to you, and they go out and they destroy it, they burn it, they tear it all to pieces. Why in the hell aren't the people tearing their shit up? And that's another thing people can think about when you're thinking about that one person you can trust or another person. Fuck them. All that shit belongs to the goddamn people who have declared war on us, and they have no problem destroying everything we have. So what's the deal, you know? Think on it, you know? Just sit and think on it a while and see if you got the courage and do something. That's all we can do at this point in the game until when it breaks loose. And when it breaks loose, I think it's going to be a fire, Nate. It's going to like be an explosion with the hate and the discontent out here. And the fact that they're in our faces, like that guy in that woman's face. She goes, "That's my tax money you're using to commit genocide." And the guy's going, "We'll kill it. Who you're going to go kill him? You, politician man, you're going to go kill Palestinians? You're going to go commit genocide? You son of a bitch!" But sooner or later, it has to give. It has to give. I just want to be there. I don't want to die of old age before it happens.
You'll be there, Henry.
I know I'm going to be. So will you, sister. Anyways, I think I'm going to call it a program. I'm tired. I did stuff this weekend. And so we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, to see what the hell happens tonight. Maybe that'll be something. I'm waiting on that spark. And we'll be back tomorrow to see if we find it. And that is the word from the trenches.